Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country Melanie News and The Sentinel. Great to be back for another week. Over at The Sentinel, we've had a great weekend. It's such it was lovely weather, a little bit rainy, but we were out at the Esk Garden Fair amongst a sea of people. Such a great atmosphere. We've got heaps of pictures and stories about how that went down over the Saturday. We were also out at the Woodford Show. Again, so many people out. It was a lovely day on Friday when we were there. So plenty of pictures from across the weekend, across the Somerset. We also look at the Somerset budget and what that means for you, what that means particularly for ratepayers. Lots of talk about the population set to increase over the next 20 years and what that means in terms of the type of infrastructure required across the region as well. And just still in relation to council news, we report on the resignation of Councillor Kylie Isidro, who's bowing out. That will force a by-election in the region. We just have more news about what that means for ratepayers, for voters in the Somerset as well. We're also out at the first sod turning at Gemlife Alimba. It's going to be, this is an over 50s project. There's going to be plenty of more of those in the Caboolture region. So you can read more about what that means for you. And we have our seniors living feature as well. So plenty of stories there. Over at Glasshouse Country and Melanie News, we've got an update on the Transport Wave project. That's going to be a railway line that in stage one connects Biwa to Caloundra. We talk about I guess the time frame for that, when that's going to be happening. The transport minister was up last week talking about that as well, so plenty of interest there. And there was also the discovery of Varroamite. This is a devastating disease for bees and also has a flow-on effect to agriculture. That was being discovered in the area as well, so story on that as well. We also have the controversial Glasshouse Quarry upgrade update. There's been talk about where all these trucks are going to be traveling in and out of Glasshouse Country, so keep an eye out for that story. And one of the big focuses for the tourism minister and minister for Glasshouse, Andrew Powell, has been on dark sky tourism up in Mullaney, so a story to look out for there as well. So plenty across both papers. Keep a lookout for them from Tuesday, and I'll talk to you again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.